Give your attention then to the lessons from God's Word for this, the 15th Sunday after Pentecost. Well, first of all, look at the Old Testament book of Isaiah, the last chapter of his book that is often referred to as the Gospel of the Old Testament, looking forward to the time when the Lord will bring all things to an end and to a new beginning. Listen to what Isaiah says. As for me, because of their works and their thoughts, the time is coming for me to gather from all nations and all languages. They will come and they will see my glory. Then I will set up a sign among them, and I will send out survivors from among them to the nations, to Tarshish, Pul, and Lud, to those who are archers, to Tubal and Jabin, to the distant coastlands, who have not heard my message and have not seen my glory. Excuse me. Then they will declare my glory among the nations. Then they will bring all your brothers from all the nations as an offering to the Lord. They will bring them on horses and chariots and wagons and mules and dromedaries to my holy mountain Jerusalem, says the Lord, in the same way that the people of Israel bring an offering in a clean vessel to the Lord's house. Even from among these people I will take priests and Levites, says the Lord. For just as the new heavens and the new earth that I am making will remain standing before me, declares the Lord, in the same way your offspring and your name will stand. As often as one new moon follows another and one Sabbath follows another, all flesh will come to worship before me, says the Lord. They will go out, and they will see the corpses of the ones who have rebelled against me, for their worm will not die, and their fire will not be quenched, and all flesh will be horrified by them. The word of the Lord. Take the hymnal now and open to page 121 for the psalm again today. It's Psalm 121. We've used this psalm over the last few weeks to get used to it, so we'll sing it once more this morning, Psalm 121. Second lesson this morning comes then from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 12. We'll start there at verse 18. We certainly recognize also the importance of coming to the Lord in prayer, but it's not because of anything that we have done that our prayers are acceptable to God, but purely because of Jesus and what He has done for us. Right, the Hebrews says, you have not come to a mountain that can be touched, and to burning fire, to darkness, to gloom, to a raging storm, to the sound of a trumpet, and to a voice that spoke. Those who heard the voice asked that not one more word be added, because they could not endure what was commanded. If even an animal touches the mountain, it must be stoned. The sight was so terrifying that even Moses said, I am trembling with fear. Instead, you have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, to the heavenly Jerusalem, to tens of thousands of angels in joyful assembly, to the church of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven, to God, who is the judge of all, to the spirits of righteous people who have been made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better message than the blood of Abel. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our gospel acclamation will use the one that is entitled God's Word today. Let us arise then for the reading of the Gospel. Today's Gospel is recorded in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 13. We'll start there at verse 22. It also serves as the sermon text for today. We're told there, He, that is Jesus, went on His way from one town and village to another, teaching and making His way to Jerusalem. Someone said to Him, Lord, are only a few going to be saved? He said to them, Strive to enter through the narrow door, because many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able. Once the master of the house gets up and shuts the door, you will begin to stand outside and knock on the door, saying, Lord, open for us. But he will tell you in reply, I don't know you or where you come from. Then you will begin to say, We ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets. And he will say, I don't know where you come from. Depart from me, all you evildoers. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves thrown outside. People will come from east and west, from north and south, and will recline at the table in the kingdom of God. And note this, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. We'll continue then with the sermon hymn this morning, number 698. 698.